You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Making water boil is not the most scientifically rigorous experiment. Fill a pot, apply heat, and voila, now you can make pasta. But on an industrial scale, for example, in a power plant, more efficient boiling has the potential to save a huge amount of resources. Research taking place at Drexel University is showing early promise toward that goal. Todd Bookman takes us into the lab.
This is a story about boiling water, but we need to kind of back our way into it and instead start with something called the tobacco mosaic virus.
What happens is it kills tobacco primarily, and when the tobacco gets sick, develop this sort of splotchy pattern that looks like a mosaic. So they call it the tobacco mosaic virus.
Matthew McCarthy is no southern farm boy. He's a mechanical engineering professor at Drexel University, where he grows small amounts of tobacco and then infects it with a modified strain of the mosaic virus. Then, once the plants start showing the telltale signs of the illness,
throw them in a blender, and then what you have in the blender is a big soup full of all sorts of plant material, but also this virus we're interested in. And the plant material is much, much larger than the virus, so we can basically just separate it out using centrifuges and sort of chemical separation techniques.
After McCarthy separates out the rod-shaped virus particles, he spreads them around on a surface. Picture swishing them inside of a saucepan. Next step, he pours into the pan a solution containing bits of nickel. Again, swish it around so that the metal mixes and coats and ultimately hardens around each of the individual virus rods. At this point, they're just scaffolding for the metal to bind onto. And this interaction happens on a nanoscale.
They're about a micron tall, and a micron is a million times smaller than a meter. So these things are smaller than blood cells and things like this. They're incredibly, ridiculously tiny, and it just looks like grass. It looks like a surface with a million little blades of grass standing up that are all metals.
There's different ways to manufacture a surface like this, but McCarthy says the tobacco virus is cheap and quick to make, and you don't need to put on a bunny suit. Okay, now that the metallic grass is in place, next step, the flame heats up the water starts to boil, and all those bubbles, the vapor, start rising to the surface. Down at the bottom of the pan, the coating nudges the bubbles off the treated floor. And it does this by sucking water down between the grass.
They're constantly drawing liquid in like a wick, like a sponge that wants to constantly keep the surface wet.
To boil more efficiently, you need a wet surface. You need those bubbles gone from the bottom as fast as possible so that more of the heat can transfer into more of the liquid. If you get a situation where the heat isn't transferring because the bubbles are getting in the way, something called critical heat flux can occur.
And what happens is the surface temperature will increase dramatically, very, very fast, very, very abruptly, because your surface is no longer wet, basically. And that's what happens in a nuclear meltdown.
The reactor gets too hot, and then there's no going back. In theory, the grass-like surface could prevent that. And because it sucks down more of the water, it's also more efficient. Less energy can be used to produce the same amount of steam, which can power a turbine. McCarthy cautions, though, his stuff isn't ready for prime time.
That's far away, though. That's difficult. The manufacturing process, the reliability of these surfaces long term, if you put them on a power plant today, will they still be doing their job a year from now? It's all highly, still in question.
With backing from the National Science Foundation, he's going to keep looking for answers. Beyond power plants, there could be applications for large-scale heating and cooling systems, like in a skyscraper, and in electronics, where computer chips can overheat. But a faster tea kettle is not on the horizon.
Tea kettle, no, right? The issue with tea kettle is when you boil water in your tea kettle, as soon as it boils, you're done. All you're trying to do is get the water hot. So all the stuff we're talking about only works after you start boiling.
After all, that's when the power in a power plant gets made. Look, boiling water isn't the sexiest topic out there, but consider this. Coal, natural gas, and nuclear provide Americans with 85% of our electricity. So even a fraction more efficiency in the process could result in a more sustainable system. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.